Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. This Wednesday, let's jump out into the book of the Proverbs, a dad writing to his son with wisdom. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 2 says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." You see, the mind and the heart, they require humble preparation before they can receive wisdom and process it properly. You see, if not, then the influence of humility will kind of be lost, and knowledge will promote prideful thinking, and that is what makes our hearts hard. Humility in its proper place only happens when we put Jesus in the proper place on our life. When we're around someone who is genuinely humble, and yet we know they're incredibly skilled, what we find is that their humility is hunting down the arrogance, and they are trapping it and locking it away. They're locking it away, allowing their praise and their service and their prayer with Jesus to keep them on the right humility path. And so when Scripture says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, Jesus is saying, "Take my yoke upon you," which, by the way, the yoke, this is what Jesus believes is the interpretation of the completion of the law. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls." Now, what you find in that is that wisdom follows humility like a caboose follows a locomotive. But when the two are reversed, the spirit of wisdom stalls on the tracks of trust in our own self. You see, the idol of being awed by intelligence competes with our reverence and wisdom and humility in God. Vain and conceited is the Christian that has an inflated view of ourself. You see, it's one thing to know truth, and it's a whole other level of maturity to responsibly apply and live out truth. See, the proud are proud of their grasp of truth, while the humble are humbled by the character required to steward the wisdom and steward it well. Humility erases pride's illusions of intellectual grandeur and it sketches in the need for our Savior Jesus as our backdrop. Now, I love how Eugene Peterson's The Message says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Listen to this. "We sometimes tend to think we know all we need to know to answer these kind of questions, but sometimes our humble hearts can help us more than our proud minds. We never really know enough until we recognize that God alone knows it all." You see, humility opens the floodgates of God faithful and his release of wisdom into our life. He trusts the humble heart to use wisdom for his purposes and not our own. Humility can handle wisdom because it becomes a tool to lead others to trust Jesus. You see, the truly wise understand that the more you grow as a follower of Jesus, the less you really know of what's known. Isn't that interesting? Because you see, wisdom causes me to recognize I don't know everything there is to know about everything, and neither do you. And yet, what we can know is this from Proverbs chapter 2. "Then you'll understand what is right and just and fair, every good path, for wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul." That's what happens when the Lord grows wisdom in a humble heart and a teachable mind. So my friend, stay true to both. We'll see you soon. Make sure you share these by clicking on the buttons below to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. God bless you. Have a great rest of the week.